99.9 WTUZ, your kind of country. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, and it's brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, Z Country.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Well, February is over with, believe it or not. Can you believe it, Michelle Spring? Happy Friday. Happy March the 1st, everybody. We made it. When I hear March, for some reason, I just think warmer weather in my head.
Why?
I don't know.
Well,
it's just something in my brain triggers it.
Well, I don't think it's going to be in the cards for you.
Well,
this
we
time.
Have Snowmageddon again this weekend, I think.
I think it starts tomorrow or Sunday.
Yay. Hey,
can't wait.
We're busy today. Morning quickies later on this hour. By the way, I'm Eric. That's Michelle Spring. Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, shout out to them. SarshoneofWaynesburg.com to see more. What's new for your weekend? That'll be next hour. Also, poll questions are up. How about that? On a poll question Friday. We had fun yesterday downstairs.
We did.
A little team building, if you will.
I love a team
sport. It all went down yesterday with our chili cook-off. We'll explain exactly what occurred and who won.
Cheating.
And all that stuff. Who cheated, actually?
Well, some would say that the winner cheated.
Controversy.
Hey. Controversy.
$25 to Bell Stores Marathon. That'll go at some point as well. There's one school closing, a few two-hour delays. You heard Mary do those at the top of the hour. We'll run through that list shortly. Those are available, though. If you want to see them all the time, Facebook, Twitter, and keyword closings to the Weaver Appliance text line. You can also find them at WTUZ.com. We're streaming there on our website. If you want to get in touch with us, send that email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Also, the aforementioned text line, another great way to say hello on this Friday. More of your kind of country after this. It's 99.9. Hey, it's Eric Michelle, Mary Alice over in the newsroom. Of course, your morning show, driven and fueled by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. What we're going to do now is get to our morning headlines, morning quickies. After that, Mary.
In local news, New Philadelphia Mayor Joel Day released his annual State of the City address, and among the topics, he highlighted the many construction projects happening within the city, such as Menards, New Philly's first craft brewery, and also Phase 1 of the Southside Park. And Day also noted some frustrations, including the delay on the State Route 416 and Broadway Avenue paving project. Meanwhile, with a light snow fall covering the ground, we do have some delays as well as some cancellations to pass along for March 1st.
School, business, and organization closings are brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda in Dover.
And closed for today is just Connaughton Valley Schools. Again, Connaughton is closed. And then for a two-hour delay, it's Claymont City Schools, New Comerstown, and Ridgewood Local Schools. Again, all on a two-hour delay. And be sure to stay up to date on any postponements as well as local news anytime at WTUZ.com.
Postponements.
Postpone.
Like that word choice, Mayor.
Thank you.
Happy Friday, by the way. I feel like I haven't said that to you yet.
I know. And I realized it, I think, last night. I was like, it's Friday tomorrow.
Indeed it is.
Yes.
Hey, it feel like the longest week ever.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's been the gauntlet, if you will.
I think it's because the power went out on Monday. It ruined everyone's vibe.
I honestly totally forgot about that. Maybe that's an indication as to how long of a week it has been. That I just forgot about that.
On Wednesday, I thought it was Friday. It was just all messed up.
Don't confuse people, please.
I know.
Do not.
No. It's Friday today.
Today is Friday.
From the brain of Michelle Spring to the mouths of WTUZ staffers. Great idea yesterday.
You had me really confused right there where you were going with that.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
We had fun with our chili cook-off yesterday. Yeah.
We definitely need for next year to come up with like a tiebreaker.
Yes. So we had a tiebreaker yesterday and they ended up just doing rock, paper, scissors.
Lame.
Which is lame. But Chris, so it came down to Josh, who is a sales rep here, and Chris Kale of Big Z Sports. Some people say that Josh may have cheated because his wife was the master chef behind the chicken chili, which I've never had chicken chili before. Have
I've
you guys?
I've heard of it.
I think I've heard of it, but I've never had it. It was white.
Good old white chicken chili.
Good. It's,
I mean, listen, chicken's not chili, but Josh's wife decided to go a different route.
She and you did. Know what? That was clutch.
You know what's... Yeah. And like you said, those two tied.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up going to Josh via rock, paper, scissors. Best out of three, obviously.
Right.
And Chris Kale got second, which I thought Chris had the best chili.
See, I liked Jared's.
And the Z Country chili cook-off
yesterday. Jared's was interesting. It was.
Yeah, it had meat in there
and potatoes.
I think it would have helped if it wasn't, because it did get so watery while it was sitting down there.
No,
I think it would have helped.
Was.
Mary,
yeah.
How dare you criticize the boss's
Well, you know what? Cooking. Mine was the same way.
I voted for it.
I think it's because Jared's and mine sat in the crock pot the longest.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it was so watery.
Yeah.
But the winner of the earth, really, I think the whole like
the
winner
hits,
of the hit of the day
was my Auntie Wendy's recipe.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So this is so funny. So when we came up with this idea, I don't know, what was it, like a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it is, whatever. Yeah.
So Eric, Brooke, and I were sitting in here just chatting, and Eric goes, "Dare me to bring in Wendy's chili?"
Yes.
And I was like, yes, you have to bring in Wendy's chili. That's so fun. I went and got Wendy's chili because you had Big Z Sports on Wednesday.
That was Wednesday night.
How much did that cost?
Like $8-$9.
Yeah, something like that.
So he had Big Z Sports, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to swing through.
Like a good radio wife would.
I grabbed some chili. I, you know, dumped it into a crock pot, made it totally look realistic. Like
Did you add a little something to it, too?
No,
okay.
I didn't.
It was just straight up Wendy's
chili.
Yeah.
So yesterday when I came in with two crock pots, one was actually mine. The other one was Eric's Wendy's chili. But the best part about it was whenever we told everyone's face, Chris Kale, I thought he was going to pass out. He was like, no way. Right,
yeah. Listen, let me explain something real quick. Because I said that just in the moment thinking it would be funny. Then came the day and I'm like, listen, I'm just going to get some Wendy's chili. Let's go for this.
But you started feeling bad. He came over to me yesterday, like in the midst of everyone judging.
Oh my gosh.
And he like whispered, he's like, we should probably tell everyone. He's like, I'm starting to feel really bad.
No, the deception started to get to me. I didn't like the way it made me feel.
Because apparently Nick, our new news guy, apparently he was like, dude, that's really good.
And I was like, oh, thanks, Nick. And then I saw people go back for seconds of the Wendy's chili.
What's so funny is Char, another sales rep, and Joanne, they were literally stunned. Like, they're like, I love that one. That one was so good.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. It was slightly, like, out of all the other ones, it didn't have the spices and stuff in it. So it was kind of like the bland, I don't want to say bland, but it was kind of like the very subtle.
Like basic.
Yeah, basic.
Just the basic beans of chili.
So I think that helped like people like it more since you had Michelle's spicy one.
Yeah, mine was
Chris
really
was just a little spicy, and I think it helped, and people were like, man, that's actually pretty good.
So it was a success, the very first annual Z Country chili cook-off. Hopefully next year we can maybe invite some loyal listeners, maybe some clients of ours, loyal advertising partners.
Yes.
And they can be our judges.
I promise I won't bring in my Auntie Wendy's
recipe. Oh my gosh, no, I feel like every year we need to put one in there that's like a secret. Like a ringer. Like, find another restaurant that does chili, you know?
That would be good.
Throw it in there as like a mix-up.
Because the funny thing is, I think the Wendy's chili had like four votes or something.
It was literally between Jared and Wendy's. I'm not kidding.
And Jared came in
and
third
I was
place.
Like, I can't do that.
Oh
I can't
gosh.
Make Wendy's. But it, honest to goodness, from my perspective,
Michelle,
watching everyone.
I wanted the wooden spoon for third place.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Watching everyone's facial reaction when I said number five is actually Wendy's.
Wait, what? Okay, hold on. Because I wanted to bury myself in the corner, right? I just wanted to.
You did feel really bad.
I don't know why I did. Just because.
I think you came up to me twice. You're like, are you sure we shouldn't tell anybody? No, don't tell anyone. Come on.
Yeah. Michelle wanted
hold
it.
Tight.
And it makes all sense now because you were very quiet at the
little
way. You were. You were like
although yesterday
standing over by the cookies all quiet. I should have like known something was going on right there.
Well, what's funny is yesterday he said it on air yesterday, my Auntie Wendy's recipe, and we had loyal listeners texting in like, I think Eric's up to something.
No, it was Daphne. Right, Daphne right. was one.
Yes,
right?
I think she totally caught on. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, and I think someone else had commented, but I'm like, well, they said something about you like, oh, that's cheating because it's not your own recipe or something like that. And I'm like, well, what's that got to do as long as he's making it? Like,
I didn't even catch it.
Until later, and I'm like,
exactly.
Oh,
so fun. But we had other good stuff. Like, Brooke made some that corn.
Yeah, it was all
stuff.
Good. Yes. A very nice team-building activity.
Yeah.
All based around food, obviously.
What a good team-building is. Brooke and I were going to think of something new for... Yes. Maybe next month.
We'll have to look ahead.
Yes.
Look ahead in the calendar of events. Hey, by the way, if you want to see any video or photos from our Z Country Chili Cook-Off, Michelle actually went like Facebook Live at one point.
A little bit.
And put some winners up there and everything else. So, did you put the winner picture up there?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, of Jared, Josh, and...
Very nice. Very cool. Kristen. So, if you guys want an inside look behind the scenes, if you will... So hold on, let me get this straight real quick. Now, we'll just rifle some things off here real quick. Luke Perry, hospitalized, under observation. Dude had a seizure. So he was so excited yesterday with the news. What'd I say?
Seizure.
He had a stroke.
Yeah.
So excited with the news that 90210 is coming back.
Oh, too soon,
Oh, sorry, yeah, you're right. He's 52?
He is, you know, we were talking about that last night. We're talking about 90210 coming back.
Yeah.
And Chris Kale said, I think he's in his 50s, because I was like, I think he's like in his 40s.
Now that I guess now that you kind of look at him, maybe I guess you can, maybe 50. One other thing we forgot, where is he from again?
Fredericktown, Ohio, which is actually only like an hour and a half from here.
Yeah.
So he may have heard of Tusk Cross County before.
Of course, one of the heartthrobs there, on Beverly Hills, 90210.
So he's under observation right now.
But that was weird that the news came out yesterday that 90210 is coming back, and then hours later, by the way.
Luke Perry has a stroke.
Yeah.
So crazy.
I don't know why I keep wanting to say seizure.
I don't know. I saw a lot of his former co-stars came out and were like sending thoughts and prayers, like Shannon Doherty.
Well, yeah, they should. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's hope that he gets better, because that's so sad.
Yeah.
He's so young. 52.
Listen, if you ever by chance come in contact with Martha Stewart and she offers you food, you may just want to hold off for a second, because it may have cannabis in it. Martha Stewart partnering with a Canadian cannabis company? Mm. Yes, cannabis, meaning marijuana. The domestic diva now trying her hand in something else. You know, it's been rumored for a long time that Martha gets down like that.
She is a gangster.
She has done jail time. She is the original gangster, if you will.
Gosh. Straight up G.
The OG.
Of the G.
So Martha Stewart does not mess around. Yeah, apparently... one of the first products to come with Martha Stewart partnering with this company is a product for pets. Excuse me?
That is a thing.
No, hold on.
Wait, what?
Giving drugs to your dogs?
Listen, I'm not kidding.
And cats?
Remember whenever my dog tore her ACL?
Yes.
There was a facility that offered my dog to have, like, cannabis bites.
You're lying.
I swear. And Chad took
cannabis bites.
Whatever the little like treats that and it had like
some in it.
Something in it that was related to marijuana.
You are lying.
I swear on my life.
I did not know that this was even around.
I don't know what the ingredient was. I don't know if it was I'm not sure. But I think Chad took a couple, but for the dog, I should say.
I'm sure he did.
He's like, oh, look, a treat.
Sure he did.
And we gave it to Millie, and she threw it up right away. She didn't like it.
Maybe so you need some of those for your back, Michelle.
Or your foot.
She has the heating pad for that.
No, listen.
Listen, I was told not to use the heating pad.
Really?
They said it was the worst idea.
You know what? No, hold on. Real first. Before, and we may not have time to get to my foot. That's next hour or later.
But basically, Eric and I are falling apart.
Tell everybody real quick about your
my back,
about your ailment. What two problems do you have now?
my back, I have a really bad back and I don't know what's happening. So I went to the chiropractor yesterday and I have a bulge disc and some nerve pain. Right now, I was telling Eric this morning that whenever...
And you're still sitting in that chair right now?
Yeah, well, yeah, what am I going to do?
Do you want to switch chairs?
No. Well, I do stand, and that's why I've been wearing tennis shoes all week, hoping that that'll make it better, but... No, but I was telling Eric, like, sometimes if I move a certain way, the pain will, like, shoot down to my knee, and I was telling the doctor yesterday, and he was like, oh, I think I know what that is, and I was like, oh, great.
Oh, no.
When the doctor already says, I think I know what that is, it's normally never good.
Yeah. Right.
Or he's seen it so many times that he knows, like, well, I got you.
And he told me my hips are uneven. And the whole time in my head, I was thinking of Shakira. The whole time. You can't say something about your hips and not think of Shakira.
Right.
Right?
Right. And them not flying.
Right.
Yes. About your hips being honest.
Right. So hopefully we'll get back to being normal. I couldn't move yesterday. When I came back, I was still in tears.
Whatever normal is for right. Michelle Spring.
Hey,
by the way, at 6:45, about to flip to 6:46. Just wanted to throw that out there. Coming up here momentarily, your local forecast and then your Big Z Sports Minute. Brothers Osborne, stay a little longer on 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. It's Eric and Michelle. We have some big shot celebrity birthdays before our local yokels. First, Michelle, rock singer Roger Daltrey, 75. He's from who again?
The Who.
Oh, that's right. Also, director Ron Howard, 65 years old.
Wow.
Actress Lupita Nyong'o, 36. Did I say that name correct for you?
You did.
Hey, pop singer Kesha, formerly known as K-E$HA, is 32.
She was never referred to as
$A.
You are too much.
And also, lastly, pop singer Justin Bieber.
The Biebs. I got Bieber.
He's 25 and recently married.
Yes.
See how long that should have been our poll question. How long will that marriage last? Instead of Miranda's last week.
My God, what if somebody put your marriage on blast? What are you doing?
Are you going to start us off?
I wish that we had a video camera to see so people could see you're crazy. Okay, so local celebrity.
March the 1st.
Wyma Porter is celebrating a birthday today. It says Happy Big 13. Love Mom, Dad, and Thee. Brian Hosteller is celebrating out of Dover, 18 today. Love Mimi and Joni. Kirsten Walker is celebrating today. Happy birthday to my amazing daughter. Elizabeth Vogt is celebrating a birthday out of Yorksville, 61 years young, from your favorite daughter. Riley Anslow is celebrating a 14th birthday out of Denison. And Jewel Sanders is celebrating her 25th birthday out of Sharonsville today. That's all I have.
Joseph Yoakum, happy birthday to you, buddy, out of Sugar Creek. Also,
I wonder if he's related to Dwight.
I don't know. From Sugar Creek, though. Don't know if he's been on the Yoder Toter before.
I can't.
You never know. Steve Carlisle, also happy birthday to you from our Weaver Appliance text line. We want to say happy birthday to Gabe Pringle. Love the whole fam. Austin, Branson, Kale, Devin. Also, Ryan Hostetler and Clara. Is it Greg's? Happy birthday, Clara. Did you have one more?
I do. Did you know that today is the state of Ohio's birthday?
You're lying to me.
I swear. It's the 216th birthday of Ohio.
How did we not know this?
I don't know. March 1st, 1803.
Wow.
Officially became the 17th state of the United States.
I was unaware of that information there.
Well, the city of New Philadelphia just posted it, and I don't think they would lie.
No.
Nope.
Hey, you know what we have to do still?
Pick a winner.
Pick a darn winner here. Do you want to?
No, I picked yesterday.
All right, I guess I'll do it.
You can't pick the state of Ohio.
I'm going to go with Joseph Yoakum. Joseph, congratulations. You are the daily birthday winner. Prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Auntie Anne's and Liddy's Cakes and Cookies. Michelle, later, we pick an all-new monthly anniversary winner
boop, boop.
For all the entries from the short month of February. After the break, more of your kind of country on 99.9.
Z Country.
Right now in Z Country, we're going to take a look at what is new for your weekend. Of course, poll questions coming your way too. You can react to those. They're on social media. But first, in terms of albums, Michelle, there's only really one new country album out today, but it's like a deluxe album, a redo, if you will.
We talked about that yesterday. Chase Rice, Lambs and Lions.
The deluxe.
Deluxe.
Non-country, what do we have?
Tom Petty is out with an... I thought he died.
Yeah, it's like a greatest hits album.
Oh, okay.
What's it called? The Best Of?
The Best Of Everything.
There you go.
And then Weezer, they have an album self-titled, but it's called... It's a black album.
They've only had one song I've ever liked. That's Beverly Hills.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know why I like that song.
Well, it's catchy.
Yeah, it is.
Super catchy, yeah. All right, albums. Earlier this month, we had Cassidy Pope, Stages, that was out.
Wait.
What?
Last month.
Oh, it's right. Oh, today's March.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
I had to catch myself, too, there.
Trisha Yearwood, her album, Let's Be Frank, that was a bunch of Frank Sinatra covers.
To be frank.
And then Florida Georgia Line, Can't Say I Ain't Country.
You heard any of that yet?
No, I have not.
I've heard a few tracks here and there. I heard their collaboration with Jason Aldean on that album, which is pretty good.
I should probably listen to that today.
Should probably do that.
Yeah.
You work in the biz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. albums this month, because it's March.
It's now March. Yes, yeah. It is. March the 1st.
We have Maren Morris. She's coming out with her album, Girl.
That's next
We've
Friday.
We've already heard that single, yeah. Girl. But yeah. George Strait, Honky Tonk Time Machine. You can't say honky tonk.
I love
without,
that you, yes, thank you.
You can't just say it without like a little country flair,
yes,
right?
Thank you.
And then also later this month, Low Cash will be coming out with their album, Brothers. Looking ahead to next month, Brooks and Dunn, they have their reboot album, which we've already heard a couple songs from
yes,
that.
Yes, we have, yeah.
And then Reba McEntire, she will have her new album, Stronger Than the Truth. I think that comes out right before the ACMs, am I correct in saying that? I think it comes out the day before.
Yeah, a couple days before, you're right. Good call.
Dylan Scott, Nothing to Do Town, is coming out at the end of next month. And Justin Moore, Late Nights and Long Necks.
Hey now.
Singles today, that's the
Thomas Rhett's new single
yes,
today.
Yes, what that's called. Look What God Gave Her. I was listening to that this morning. It's really good.
By the way, folks will hear this song later on this hour before the hour is up. The new one from Thomas Rhett. But what he'll
a little
be
poppy.
Yeah, it is.
But I like it.
What? And then tomorrow he's going to play it right on SNL,
at
isn't he?
Saturday Night Live.
Well, if you're his adopted daughter, it's Saturday Live. Remember
I know
that video?
Was the cutest thing ever. Also, in other country, or actually non-country news, the Jonas Brothers
are
getting
back together.
Oh, yes.
You're excited about this.
I was. I saw them announce it yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're back together.
If you're a fan of the Joe Bros, and then they have a new song that's out today. It's called Sucker, right?
Yes.
There you go.
I saw that on Instagram.
Very cool. Hey, what's Ronnie Millsap doing this weekend? Isn't he in town?
Yes, he is. He'll be in Lorraine. He is he's 76?
Yeah, he's on like it's called like a 76 for 76.
That's
the name of the tour, okay.
Wow, he's still going.
He just released like a duet album a couple months ago.
With Luke Bryan, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Just to name a few, Willie Nelson.
But Lorraine's a random spot. Like where in Lorraine
Extremely
is he tonight?
Random. It is called.
And I know he has another date like in Cincy later on this year.
The Palace Theater.
Okay.
He'll also be in Cincinnati April 27th at the casino down there.
The Jack. They have a Jack down there.
Yes.
Hey, also, you know country mega group Lone Star? They kick off their tour today. Hits and More Hits in Panama City Beach, Florida. And then they have to come to Kent March the 8th after being in Florida.
Didn't their lead singer like separate for a while and did his own thing?
Yeah. Richie McDonald, mm-hmm. lead vocalist. He did try a solo career for a minute, but it didn't go so well. Also, Michael Ray at the Dusty Armadillo tomorrow night. Thought I'd throw that out there, too. Don't know if his fiance Carly Pierce will be there.
Ooh.
Or I should say Carly Roach. Hey, new movies in theaters. A Madea Family Funeral. Of course, Tyler Perry is added once again. Also, a documentary, which I guess it's only in select theaters. It's called Apollo 11. Space news, everybody.
Oh.
A look at the Apollo 11 mission to land on the moon, led by Commander Neil Armstrong and pilot Buzz Aldrin. It's right up my alley. The movie Battle Angel, Lego Movie 2, Isn't It Romantic, and a bunch of others. Still currently in theaters, as is The Green Book, which won the Oscar for Best Film, right? Didn't Green Book win?
Yes,
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Also, Ralph Breaks the Internet is out for you to rent, buy, or stream. Speaking of streaming things, get this on Netflix now, what you can stream. More space news. Apollo 13.
Oh, my gosh.
You can now stream on Netflix. Also, The Hurt Locker and The Notebook. You can now stream on Netflix. I don't know
which ending it's going to be.
Which ending? Because remember yesterday we mentioned the UK version.
That's right.
The UK Netflix version has a different ending. But anyway, also Rush Hour 2, Scooby-Doo, all on Netflix for you to stream. What's on Hulu now, Michelle?
With Ace Ventura.
Oh, come on now.
Both of them. Pet Detective and When Nature Calls. When Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, Double Jeopardy. That's one of my favorite movies.
That's with Michael Douglas, right?
Isn't it? No, it has Judd girl, Ashley Judd.
Okay.
Super good. We've got Jumanji, Legally Blondes, which I think is like a remake.
Mm.
Rambo, Return of the Living Dead.
These will all come in handy when we may have another Snowmageddon.
Oh, Vice. We want to see that.
That's on Hulu now?
Yeah.
See, I need to get down with the Hulu crowd.
I know, I'm not down with that. What a Girl Wants with Mel Gibson, one of my faves. Oh my gosh, such a good movie.
You just got super excited right there.
I did.
That's a look at what is new for your weekend. Also, it's a poll question Friday. Michelle.
Let me pull them up here.
By the way, you can find them on our social media platforms. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go ahead, Michelle.
All right. So yesterday we had a National Chili Day cook-off here at WTUZ. So in honor of that, the question is, how do you like your chili? Spicy or hearty? And then comment below with your favorite toppings.
Mm.
Right now, Hardy's winning. Hearty chili. 68%.
I voted Hardy.
I like spicy.
I mean, I like both, but if I can just choose two, I want to go with something a little thick. Thick with an E at the end in honor of
Alan Thicke,
who would have been celebrating a birthday today.
And then another poll question. With so many reboots in the making, what TV show would you like to see make a comeback?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody mentioned one, and I forgot about this show, and it was literally my ultimate favorite show for such a long time.
Now I'm on the edge of my seat.
Revenge. Did you ever watch that show? It was on ABC.
It's not ringing a bell.
Oh.
Was it recent?
So good. Well, within the last 10 years,
okay.
For sure.
That's somewhat recent then.
Yes. And I'm getting ready to put up a new poll question.
Ohio related.
Yes.
Because it's Ohio's birthday today.
Today is Ohio's 216th birthday, the 216.
Happy birthday, Ohio.
Okay, we could have lived without that. So we just want to know, what is your favorite thing about living in Ohio? Tell us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that one.
A lot of folks will say at this point in time, not the winter months, but
right.
Other than that, what's your...
Right. I don't know.
Some do like winter. Those people are dead to us, but...
Okay, you can't say that. That's
I'm sorry. By the way, that's what's, again, what's new for your weekend and poll questions on a Poll Question Friday. Michelle, very soon, we'll pick an all-new monthly anniversary winner. And like we mentioned, brand new Thomas Rhett coming up before 8 o'clock. It's all right here on 99.9 WTUZ. 99.9 WTUZ. It's Blake, Eric, and Michelle getting ready to, in moments, pick an all-new monthly anniversary winner. But first, starting a new month and a new folder full of entries, it's Melissa and Tim Gamble celebrating their 15th wedding anniversary today out of Newcomerstown. Also celebrating number 39, Kenny and Cindy Young. Happy 39 years of marriage, guys, out of Dover. And lastly, Michelle, 44 years. Bob and Deb Putnam. And be careful there. Putnam, it's very, very close, people. Bob and Deb, 44 years of marriage. By the way, that birthday, Putme, still hangs just over there.
Lives in infamy.
Put me lives on the cork board. Hey, Michelle, okay, yeah. Here's the deal. Every month we get these anniversaries. We put them in a big, big, now we retired the box.
Right, now we have a big folder.
A very professional folder.
Right.
Which is, you know, much better than a raggedy old box from 2003. So now, yes. With all the entries from the entire month of February, tell us, who's the winner?
Matt and Connie Dolvin of New Philadelphia. They celebrated 26 years on Valentine's Day.
I am so happy that you picked somebody on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Very nice. Hey, guys. Michelle will now tell you what you have won. This prize list is amazing for the monthly anniversary winner.
Overnight accommodations from the Comfort Inn in Dover. 1 dozen donuts from Rod's Donuts in Yorksville. Your choice of cake or cupcakes from Sugar Fuse in Dover. An anniversary bouquet from the Flower Garden in Denison. And a $25 gift card to the Schoolhouse Winery.
Mm.
That sounds awesome. Delightful.
Love, 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 love. Also, if you want to get your anniversaries into us, go to the contest section at WTUZ.com. Sure, I'll do this right now. Or send us the keyword anniversary on the Weaver Appliance text line. Also, birthday, too, on the text line. Well, you see what you had me doing over here, Michelle?
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Kick your behind today. And also, email us directly. It's contest at WTUZ.com for the birthday or anniversary contest. Again, coming up before 8, the latest from Thomas Rhett. And news at the top, too. It's 7:49 on your Friday. Don't go anywhere, Z Country.
WTUZ.
So, hold on. Robert Kraft pleaded not guilty to prostitution charges. Isn't there video?
Well, there is video.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
Yes.
Just checking.
They always plead not guilty first.
Impromptu poll question Friday. Who's dumber? Robert Kraft for denying what happened, even though there's video, or Jussie Smollett denying what happened, even though there's a written check to his...
Both of them are idiots.
His air quote attackers.
Right.
So anyway, Robert Kraft, of course, you know what's going on. 77 years old. I don't need to give you all the superlatives. If you want to, you can read up on it for yourself. It's only a misdemeanor, though, which I found kind of crazy, but I guess it makes sense. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't make the laws.
I thought, well, prostitution's illegal. I thought it was more than that.
Under Florida law, if Kraft is convicted, he would be required to complete 100 hours of community service, attend a class on the dangers of prostitution and its connection to human trafficking, and pay a $5,000 fine.
That's
Could
it?
Also get a year in jail, although that is highly unlikely.
Wow. Highly. He will not go to jail.
I'm liking the class, though, on the dangers.
Yes, you like that?
He'll just pay somebody off.
Listen, but, no, the whole human trafficking thing, though, it's a huge deal.
It is.
Although I despise one Hugh Jackson, former coach of the Cleveland Browns, but one thing he was an advocate for was human trafficking. Mm-hmm. That was his big thing while he was in town. Now, obviously, he's gone. Hopefully, he takes that cause somewhere else. But
when
anyway,
I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
That's one thing Lady Gaga, Hugh Jackson, did for the city of Cleveland. Didn't win many games.
No.
Speaking of Lady Gaga, since I have her on the brain, everybody wants her and Bradley Cooper to fall in love, get married in real life.
No, people are getting so hyped up. They're like, don't you know that he has a baby with this woman? I'm like, calm down.
Is he married?
No, it's just a girlfriend.
He just has a baby mama.
That's
no
but
big
people
deal.
Get all hyped up. They're like, you can't let him leave his baby mama and the baby. I'm like, okay, calm down. It's just a movie. We're not like legit serious.
Yeah. And even if they did, that happens in everyday life where other people get married and they have children. Like, what?
Right. I'm still hoping for Brittany and Justin to get together.
You know, listen, if Bradley Cooper were to, say if he left baby mama and went to Lady Gaga, is that similar to what maybe Tristan Thompson did to Khloe Kardashian?
No, he's Tristan third trimester Thompson.
Okay. I guess it's, recently though.
No, that's not the same.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is because she has a newborn.
Well, no, this baby's 3 years old.
Same thing. They're still wearing diapers, right? At 3, are they not? They're wearing pull-ups or no? Lady Gaga was addressing this whole, is it love or is it acting? What she thinks she was on Kimmel the other night.
People saw love, and guess what? That's what we wanted you to see.
Yes.
No, I mean, this is a love song, Shallow. The movie, A Star Is Born, it's a love story.
So, I mean, I understand the googly eyes and everything else. People are legit thinking they are meant to be together.
Acting. Yeah.
They're very good
actors. Which she does, you know, allude to all that.
I'm an artist, and I guess we did a good job, and everything that you saw, the way that it was shot, the way that they pushed the piano out, you saw them, you know, put the piano together, walk up on stage, no intro, all of it, that was all him.
That, of course, is what she's, the performance from Sunday
Grammys.
Night at the Oscars.
Or Oscars, sorry.
Now, that was pretty cool how they just walked up from their chairs and started doing the song.
Love it. I love
that was
that
all
song.
His idea, though, apparently.
Love it all.
Maybe one day in a dream world.
Well, you know, there have been some co-stars that have been in movies together where they
Brad
have,
and Angelina, there you go.
Well, there's that, and Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm. Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Look at Mary pulling that High School Musical reference out. Uh-huh.
Now, see, I would like to see them get back together. They were super cute. And I was really kind of shocked when Ryan Gosling started dating Eva Mendes, and now they're married.
Isn't she way old? Older than he is?
Oh, I don't know the age difference, but that's a weird combo to me. I just can't see him with anyone else but Rachel McAdams.
Kids news real quick for you. YouTube suspending comments on videos of kids and including kids. It's the sad world we live in now at this point. Which is something that has come to light with pedophiles hopping on YouTube and watching kid video. I mean, it's just...
Oh my gosh.
And now they're even banning some videos, or what is this Momo challenge and all this
stuff? I've heard that it's a hoax, but I don't know. I've seen videos where this,
like, kids'
Japanese,
videos.
I don't, it's a Japanese, like,
horror film prop.
Right.
It's a prop.
Comes on and says these
horrible things
awful
to children.
Things.
Yeah.
And, but I've heard that it's a hoax. I don't know what the truth of the matter is, but regardless, just. I think a safe thing to do is just to monitor your kids' social media activity, no matter what. I know it's hard sometimes. We get frustrated as parents, and it is easy to just, like, you know,
throw YouTube on and call it a day, here's
a TV show, just calm down for a minute.
You know, anything, honestly, is better than YouTube, to be honest with you.
Right.
I mean, YouTube, it takes you down so many paths, and, I mean...
Mm-hmm. There's too much...
But shout out to YouTube, who is kind of...
stepping up and...
and doing something about it. So, hey, other kids' news, too. Dr. Seuss. How many Dr. Seuss books do you have in your home, Michelle?
A lot.
I mean, listen, I think I have every one.
Yeah.
And there's a new one coming soon. The second Dr. Seuss book to be released posthumously, if you will. The first one was 2015, When a Pet, or What a Pet Should Get, right?
What a Pet Should Get.
Right, that was a bestseller, 2015, the most recent one.
Yeah.
Now a new Dr. Seuss book coming out.
Dr. Seuss's Horse Museum.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. What, do we have a release date yet or no? September 3rd, right?
Yeah, September 3rd.
Of course, we know the Grinch, the Cat in the Hat. What else do we have? Green Eggs and Ham.
That's my favorite. Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
One red fish, blue fish, one fish, or isn't that how it goes? One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Something like that.
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
Don't take your word for it. Dr.
like
Seuss,
that.
His real name was Theodore, either Geisel, I think it's Geisel, not Giesel, died in 91. So this will be the second Dr. Seuss book since his passing. But as the legacy of Dr. Seuss lives on and probably will live on.
Oh, yeah, forever.
For ages.
I wonder where he came up with the Dr. Seuss, like, name.
I don't know.
Very interesting.
I mean, listen, nowadays you can find Dr. Seuss books on a plane, in a train, in a box with a fox. You can find them.
Oh, my goodness.
Very cute.
So you can find them anywhere, really. Sorry.
Here's something else.
Hey, it's a poll question Friday, ladies and gents. By the way, the state of Ohio is celebrating a birthday, Michelle.
Yes, it is. It's 216th birthday.
216.
Yes, so we want to know, what's your favorite thing about living in the Buckeye State? What's your favorite thing, Eric?
My favorite thing, I love the fall.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons
Same.
I came back, samesies, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love the Buckeyes, right?
Right.
And now third on that list is now Baker Mayfield.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Used to be this gentleman, but he's now in Los Angeles.
I have zero level concern.
I don't care
stage.
About that guy anymore. So zero level at this point in time. Michelle, what do you love about the Buckeye State?
I know it sounds crazy, but I love our seasons. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they drag.
Seasons are important.
They drag on a little long, like right now. I just feel like we have a lot to offer. I just love living in Ohio. I couldn't imagine living anywhere else.
Maribear.
Definitely all the nature and the different, like, outdoorsy
nature.
Activities that we have. I mean, we have local lakes and everything, but we can also just go a short trip,
right?
You know, to see other...
Lake Erie?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not swimming in Lake Erie, though.
No,
I know that.
Yeah, you
no,
you don't want to catch do that. Something.
Just see it and pass by.
Like a toe or a disease.
Or your foot.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, yesterday we celebrated round here, Michelle, with National Chili Day.
Yeah, we did. So tell us, how do you like your chili? Mm. Spicy or hearty? Also comment below with your favorite toppings. Sour cream, cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were putting extra jalapenos on theirs yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
It's a world of reboots too.
Right.
Yes, our final poll question. If you could make one TV show, come back for a season, for a lifetime, what might that be? Comment away.
Ooh, I don't know. There are some really good ones on here.
Anybody say Friends yet? Because I thought that would be.
Yep.
I mean,
Supermarket Sweep is on there, and I forgot about that show.
I love that one.
That show.
Watch Guys Grocery Games. It's like the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Only they
it's
cook.
Very good.
They actually cook too.
See, I just love the whole aspect of you know, whenever they would start and everyone would run to the meats, the hams,
and they're like piling it in the cart.
It was so cool. Do you remember that show?
Yes.
Oh, okay, you're looking.
Go.
I know.
What I love is about old videos is seeing the old hairstyle and the clothes.
Oh, yeah, the
too.
Yes. Clothing. Yeah. They always had those big puffy sweaters, extra shoulder pads.
Yes. Love it.
Lots of hairspray.
Got to have the extra shoulder pad support.
Right.
You got to. Hey, folks, again, you can find those poll questions this Friday on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's one way to interact. Text us, too. Weaver Appliance text line. It's 330-339-9399. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ requested country. That's good vibes. Chris Jansen, you guys be easy. Be easy with my easel right there.
Wow.
That was almost
scary.
A disaster.
That was scary.
That's Brookie
I'm
here.
Awake.
Michelle's here too. We have Z News.
Brooke's face is bright red.
Hey, you have Z News for us.
I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, this day in history in 1968, Johnny Cash and June Carter were married in Franklin, Kentucky. 1972, Merle Haggard was pardoned by California Governor Ronald Reagan. He had served time for attempted burglary. And then in 2014, Ellen DeGeneres, along with a very good list of celebrities, Bradley Cooper, Jared Leto, Jennifer Lawrence, you know, a bunch of people. They posed for a group selfie at the Oscars. It was retweeted on Twitter more than 3 million times in 2 weeks, making it the most retweeted photo. Holidays for today is Employee Appreciation Day, National Salesperson Day, National Pig Day.
Oh, I want a pig.
Oh, have you ever seen those teacup pigs?
That's what I told Eric.
So cute.
I said I want one.
Yes. It's Peace Corps Day. Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Yummy, yummy. I could do some Reese
creamy
cups
or
right now.
Creamy or nutty peanut
I like
butter.
Creamy.
Same.
Faux show. It's World Day of Prayer and World Compliment Day. So it's a full day of holidays.
Nice.
Yeah. On TV today, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie will be on with Live with Kelly and Ryan and The View. So they're going to have a busy morning. The Ellen DeGeneres Show, John Mayer will be on there. Last Man Standing's on at 8. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives will be on at 9. Ghost Adventures is also on at 9. Live PD on at 9. And then Ryan Seacrest will be on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know if I put on there. Idol starts on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Sunday.
Wanted to mention that.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
In country news, Lindsay L, she turned to social media to share some startling news with her fans yesterday. She has to undergo surgery to remove some abnormal cell growth that doctors found. She said she doesn't have cancer, but they found precancerous cells growing, and so that needs to be removed. So that's good, at least. It's not anything real, real serious. But she's had a major career upswing lately, so that kind of puts a damper on things a little bit.
Yeah, but good thing they caught whatever it was early, right?
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. So good luck to her. Nickelodeon recently announced its Kids' Choice Awards nominees. It's going to be airing on March 23rd.
Bunch of country folks nominated.
Yes. Favorite male artist, Luke Bryan, is on that list.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Favorite breakout artist, Dan and Shay and Kane Brown. Favorite collaboration, of course, Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line with Meant to Be. And then favorite TV judges, Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie. So.
Oh, did I mention Idol starts on Sunday with those three?
Yes. Yes, siree.
Also, that Kids' Choice thing, they do like best movie. There's some other weird categories too.
Funny TV show.
Best butt kicker.
Favorite That's cartoon.
Funny. Who's best butt kicker? Like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, is he in there?
Michael B. Jordan, Chris okay. Pratt, Zoe Saldana, and Emilia Clarke.
No, The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock.
Oh, he's in there
yeah,
too?
Yeah, for
oh.
Skyscraper.
Of course he's got
Will Sawyer. I've never seen that movie, but.
All right. Well, we kicked butt there, ladies. Z News, as always.
Yep, yep.
Anytime you want to turn the studio into a salon, Brooke, you go right ahead. I may need those nail clippers here later.
Yeah, okay.
Not for nails, either.
For your splinter.
For my splinter.
Oh, right.
Thanks, Michelle, for specifying.
Yes. You want to say, what? What did you do that for?
Mm-hmm. Questions. Yes, I know. It's on a Friday, 8:52, about to flip to 8:53, by the way. You have a chance to win $25 to Bell Stores Marathon soon. Don't move. William Michael Morgan, it's missing on 99.9. Eric and Michelle waking you up. You should be awake by now. Your morning show brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Michelle, let's hop in the country music time machine and see what happened on this day in country music history.
Yes. You want me to start?
Yeah.
1954 on this day, born in Cleveland, Ohio.
Which we didn't know this.
No. Catherine Bach, who was the actress known for playing Daisy Duke, was born. She's obviously in the Dukes of Hazzard. Did you know that they picked her because she looked like Dolly Parton?
Makes sense.
Didn't know that. Yeah, it makes sense.
Of course. I mean, at the height of the show, the poster of Daisy in those cutoff jeans sold millions and millions and millions of copies.
Right.
Back in the dizzy. 1968, Johnny Cash married June Carter. He had proposed to her while they were on stage in London. And then next month they got married.
In 1994, Dwight Yoakam won Best Male Country Vocal Performance for Ain't That Lonely Yet at the 36th Annual Grammy Awards.
Hey, 2010, Carrie Underwood made her acting debut on the CBS sitcom How I Met Your Mother. I never got into that show.
Oh, I love that show. It was good. In 2011, the Country Music Association announced that Reba McEntire will be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
And lastly, also on this day in 2011, Luke Bryan released his four-song EP entitled Spring Break 3. It's a sure thing. Sure spelled like seashore. You get it?
Yeah.
Luke, you're so clever. There you have it on this day in country music history. Hey, it's a poll question Friday. For those who weren't aware, also, the state that we all live in, that we call home, celebrating a birthday, Michelle.
Yes, 216th birthday today.
Ohio, you're old.
You're looking old, too. Also, for our poll question Friday, yesterday was National Chili Day. How do you like your chili, spicy or hearty? 71% say they like it hearty.
Nice.
And then, with so many reboots in the making, what TV show would you like to see make a comeback?
The reboot kind of world.
Right, a lot of good answers.
I'm always down for more Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episodes, why not?
I'd like to see them come back.
But I mean, what show? Full House is already back in form and fashion. So I mean,
right. Speaking of Reba, a lot of people have mentioned the TV show Reba.
That was a hit back in the day.
Yes, I loved that show. She's funny.
Reba's got it all. She can host. She can sing. Haven't seen her dance, but I'm sure she probably could.
Get down.
Mm-hmm. And she's probably, you know, the red hair, last name McIntyre, probably Irish just like us, Michelle.
You're probably right.
So, you guys may be from the same neighborhood.
You never know.
Your local forecast is right around the corner with Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline, and then more of your kind of country. It's all right here on 99.9. 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring. Of course, your morning show driven and fueled by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. See more, sarshonofwaynesburg.com. Don't forget about the line of Ford certified vehicles they have for you, too. Not just your run-of-the-mill vehicles. Hey, we have a long line of winners. First, our most recent one, Michelle, from our text line.
Yes, Deborah from New Philadelphia. Won $25 to Bell Stores Marathon.
One way to start your weekend.
That's exciting.
And also, we had our birthday and
anniversary winners today were Matt and Connie Dolvin. They celebrated 26 years on Valentine's Day.
How cute. I'm glad you picked somebody back on Valentine's Day, too.
Our birthday winner today was Joseph Yoakum.
Perfect.
Out of Sugar Creek.
Of course, on Monday, we will select an all-new weekly birthday winner. And on Monday, we have $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner. And money, $50 from Swiss Village Insurance. That's looking all the way ahead to Monday, when there will probably be a little more snow on the ground.
I know. Maybe a couple cancellations.
It's Ohio. Don't be mad at Ohio. It's birthday weekend,
right.
Okay? 216th. Thanks for everybody taking part in our poll questions from throughout the morning. If you missed any portion of today's show, podcast section at WTUZ.com. Again, we'll be back on Monday, but some programming notes tonight. Strasburg hosting TCC Boys Basketball Tournament action for you. And then tomorrow, any Quakers in the house? Quakers
whoop,
in the house. Thank you. The Lady Quakers taking on Maysville, the Lady Panthers. That will be tomorrow, starting at 2. Our coverage at 1:30, tip time at 2 o'clock. So we've got you covered all weekend long, does Big Z Sports, right here and online. Michelle, good stuff. Good week.
Good week.
It'll
Thanks
be,
for
being
a pal.
Hey, listen, I do what I can for you. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us during our weekend off, we don't mind. We're on social media, WTUZ.com. For the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening, our streaming services, links to the station, social media accounts, and so much more available to you. All right, folks, have a great weekend. It is March now. Enjoy your Friday. Peace out, Z Country.